Welcome to the deep dive. You know, sometimes it feels like modern business just runs on this invisible digital system, right? Like this super efficient nervous system.
That's a great way to put it. And you'd be right. We're all kind of drowning in data these days, aren't we? Information overload is definitely a thing.
It really is. So today we wanted to give you that shortcut, that way to understand the digital backbone. We're talking about management information systems, MIS.
Exactly. Think of it as the engine room. We're going deep today on how MIS uses all this tech, AI, IoT, data mining, you name it, to take raw data, just ones and zeros, really, and turn it into something genuinely useful, actionable insights.
So it's about making smarter, faster decisions.
That's the core goal.
Yeah.
It's moved way beyond just, you know, storing information. MIS processes it, analyzes it, structures it, makes it usable for managers driving strategy.
Okay, I see.
And that's why it's the true backbone now. A company's agility, its ability to react to what the market's doing, that totally depends on how good their MIS is.
And how ethically they use the data, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. How responsibly it's all managed is maybe even more critical.
Right. Okay, so let's start with the fuel for this engine. Big data, it's a term we hear constantly. What were our sources saying really defines it?
Well, the defining thing is scale, just massive scale. We're talking vast, vast amounts of data. And it's not just neat spreadsheets. It's structured and unstructured data.
Coming from everywhere.
Everywhere. Clicks on a website, social media comments, internal reports, sensors on machinery, financial transactions. It's a flood. And the whole point of wrestling this data monster is to find patterns, connections, insights. Stuff a human analyst would just completely miss in that noise.
Yeah, the applications we saw mentioned were pretty mind-blowing. Like in marketing, it's not about waiting for the quarterly report anymore, is it?
Not at all. Firms are analyzing customer behavior, feedback, basically in real time. They're like advanced market research on the fly.
Which lets them jump on a trend instantly.
Exactly. Catch the wave instead of getting swamped by it.
Yeah.
And operationally. Huge efficiency gains. You monitor everything, track performance constantly.
So you spot problems faster.
Instantly. Like a bottleneck in the supply chain. You can see it and fix it before it costs you serious money.
The sources give a fantastic example of this in action. Dynamic pricing. Like with airlines or ride sharing.
Oh yeah, and that's a classic.
They aren't just guessing prices, right? It's algorithms.
Sophisticated ones fed by big data. Adjusting prices constantly based on real-time demand, how many seats are left, what competitors are doing right now.
That's incredible speed.
It really is. The algorithm isn't just looking at history, it's looking at this second. That ability to optimize revenue moment by moment, that's a massive advantage.
And it changes the customer side too, right? That level of personalization.
Totally. Analyzing your past purchases lets them recommend things you might actually want, which, you know, boosts sales but also makes you feel like they get you. Improve satisfaction.
Okay, but there have to be downsides. This sounds expensive.
It is. The infrastructure needed to handle all that data, that velocity, it's immense. The sources were clear. Implementation and maintenance costs are high, consistently high.
And you need the right people.
Definitely. Highly skilled staff to build the models, interpret the results. That's another big cost.
And then there's the ethical tightrope you mentioned, privacy.
That's the big one. The more personal you get, the more data you collect. And that raises huge questions about privacy, potential misuse.
Which could destroy customer trust?
Exactly. If that trust goes, the whole thing falls apart. It's fundamental.
Okay, so if MIS is tracking customers so closely, using that data to, well, keep them coming back seems like the next logical step. This brings us to customer loyalty programs, CLPs.
Right, CLPs. They're basically structured marketing programs. Think reward points, special discounts, exclusive access. All designed for one main reason.
To keep customers buying from them.
To encourage repeat purchases, yeah. Stop them going to the competition.
And the business case is pretty clear, isn't it? Keeping a customer is cheaper than finding a new one.
Significantly cheaper. That's the big financial driver. But there's a huge secondary benefit, too. The data.
Ah, right. More data.
Proprietary data.
Yeah.
Really specific stuff on what your loyal customers prefer when they buy.
Yeah.
Information you just can't get anywhere else. You know exactly who bought what when.
The sources also talked about creating an emotional connection. Is that real? Or is it just training the customer with rewards?
That's the tricky balance, isn't it? A good CLP makes the customer feel seen, valued.
Yeah.
That feels like an emotional connection. You know, like getting that unexpected upgrade from an airline because you fly a lot.
You feel loyal then.
Right. But if the customer is just hanging around for the next discount code or bonus points offer, that's not really loyalty. It's just dependence on the rewards. Transactional.
And if the program isn't well designed,
then the company's just throwing money away in discounts without actually building any real brand connection. Wasted resources.
Makes sense. And the data side gets complicated again here, too.
Oh, definitely. You gather these huge lists of your best customers, their habits. Managing that data needs incredibly strict compliance with privacy laws. GDPR, CCPA, all that.
Because a leak would be disastrous.
Huge reputational damage, legal trouble.
Yeah.
Especially if it's loyalty points balances or detailed purchase histories. Very sensitive stuff.
Okay, so if MIS tracks customers like this, I'm guessing it's doing the same, maybe even more, with the company's own employees?
That's often the case. Which brings us inward to employee oversight. And yeah, there's a term for this that sounds a bit unsettling. Digital Taylorism.
Digital Taylorism. It does sound a bit cold.
It's essentially Frederick Winslow Taylor's old scientific management ideas brought into the digital age, using systems monitoring software, performance dashboards, time trackers, sometimes even wearables.
Wearables? Wow.
Yeah. To constantly measure employee output. The stated goal is always maximizing productivity, standardization.
And for management, I can see the appeal on paper. Better control, especially with remote teams.
Exactly. Improved coordination. And since everything measurable is logged, it can quickly show where maybe more training is needed.
And performance reviews become more data-driven, less subjective.
That's the theory. Provides objective data, supposedly reduces bias. Plus, the source has noted, it can help flag weird activity, maybe unethical stuff, or even illegal behavior.
Yeah.
Compliance.
Okay, but let's pause. If every single click, every call, every second spent on a task is logged, doesn't that just crush morale?
That's the huge risk, the central paradox. It is used heavily in places like call centers, logistics, where targets are everything. But constant intense surveillance, it breeds mistrust, deep mistrust.
Employees feel like they're just cogs in a machine.
Pretty much. Job satisfaction tanks. And critically, what the research suggests is that this kind of hyper-monitoring pushes people to just focus only on what's being measured.
So creativity goes out the window. Autonomy.
Exactly. Thinking outside the box, taking initiative on things that aren't easily tracked, it gets stifled. You might hit the numbers, but the quality or innovation could suffer.
And there are legal issues too, right? You can't just monitor everything secretly.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Monitoring without clear, explicit consent, that's unethical and in many places flat out illegal. Companies have to be transparent. What's tracked? Why is it tracked?
Transparency again. Okay, so we have all this data piling up, big data from customers, performance data from employees. How does all that raw chaos get turned into something actually useful and structured? That brings us to data mining.
Right. Data mining. That's the process, the set of techniques used to find the valuable nuggets in that giant mountain of data.
So it's more than just running reports.
Oh, yeah. Simple reporting tells you what happened. Data mining uses sophisticated stats and analytical methods on those huge data sets to figure out why it happened and often predict what's likely to happen next.
Ah, so it's predictive. That's the key difference.
Exactly. It powers things like consumer profiling, understanding not just demographics, but buying habits, motivations. Why did certain groups buy this product?
And that feeds into planning.
Definitely. Sales forecasting, production planning. If you can accurately predict demand using data mining, you can align your whole supply chain much more efficiently. Less waste, lower costs.
The sources mentioned a specific technique, market basket analysis. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's a classic data mining application. It's all about finding associations which products are frequently bought together.
Like the old beer and diapers story.
That's the urban legend example, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's real. You find out customers who buy, say, artisan bread are also very likely to buy imported cheese in the same shop.
So you put them near each other or run promotions.
Exactly. Smarter store layouts, targeted online prompts like customers also bought, bundled offers. It gives businesses a real competitive edge by uncovering those hidden buying patterns.
But like any analysis, if the data is bad or the method is flawed,
garbage in, garbage out. Absolutely. Misinterpreting the results of data mining can lead to some really poor, costly decisions based on faulty predictions.
And we circle back to privacy again.
Always. It's the core risk. If you're mining personal data, building detailed profiles, maybe figuring out things about people they haven't explicitly shared, doing that without clear consent is a massive invasion of privacy.
Especially since data mining aims to find patterns people might not even realize they're revealing.
Precisely. The potential for exploiting that without permission is very, very high.
Okay, so let's try and tie this all together. If we zoom out, MIS is obviously crucial for business today, but it feels like navigating a minefield.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Looking at the big picture, the benefits are undeniable. MIS enables that fast evidence-based decision-making we talked about.
Improves efficiency.
Radically improves efficiency, yeah. And it gives businesses the agility, the flexibility to adapt to change. It's what makes those personalized customer experiences possible, which helps build loyalty.
But what are the big systemic risks that come with relying so heavily on this tech, especially with all that data involved?
Well, the number one risk, especially amplified by big data, is cybersecurity. Data breaches, theft, hacking. Centralized data is a very attractive target.
Makes sense.
Second, the cost issue doesn't go away. It's not just setup. It's ongoing maintenance, upgrades, keeping the systems current. It's a constant investment.
And third?
Dependence. Relying too much on the algorithms, the system. It can potentially sideline human judgment, critical thinking. If the system spits out a biased or weird result, will anyone question it? That can make an organization fragile.
And the ethics really weave through all of these risks, don't they?
They absolutely do. Data privacy is probably the most visible ethical challenge. We've all seen the headlines about massive data breaches.
There were scandals where customer data was misused, maybe for political targeting or something.
Exactly. That kind of thing totally destroys public trust. And it leads to lawsuits, huge fines, new regulations. It has major consequences.
And that ties back to the employee monitoring to questions of fairness, autonomy.
Fundamental questions about how we treat people in the workplace. MIS is incredibly powerful because it provides knowledge, prediction capabilities. But that power must be managed ethically with strong governance to keep stakeholder trust. Without that trust, it all breaks down.
So we've really seen how MIS touches almost everything in modern business. The price you pay online, the ads you see, even how your job performance might be measured.
It really does raise a critical ongoing question for any leader. How do you get that personalization, that competitive edge from big data and CLPs, while also rigorously protecting privacy, maintaining trust, and being totally transparent about how you use data, especially when monitoring employees?
It's not a simple checklist answer, is it?
No, not at all. It needs constant vigilance, constant ethical reflection. It's about responsible management, day in and day out.
So here's something for you, our listener, to think about. Consider the last time a service felt perfectly tailored just for you. Maybe an online recommendation or a loyalty perk. It probably felt pretty good, right? But was that personalization worth the data you implicitly gave up to get it? Definitely something to mull over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.